What does it mean to sacrifice one's life and death for Allah?
Sacrificing one's life and death for Allah means dedicating every aspect of one's existence to worshipping Allah, spreading His message, and living according to His commands, with full commitment until death.
What is the primary mission of Muslims, similar to the Prophet's?
The primary mission of Muslims is to spread Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and build Taqwa, consciousness and fear of Allah, among people.
Why is spreading Tawheed important in Islam?
Spreading Tawheed is crucial because it emphasizes the oneness of Allah, which is the foundation of the Islamic faith, rejecting all forms of idolatry and polytheism.
How do Muslims build Taqwa in themselves and others?
Muslims build Taqwa through regular prayer, reading the Quran, engaging in righteous deeds, teaching Islamic principles, and reminding others of Allah's presence and commandments.
What role do Muslims have in educating people about false deities?
Muslims are responsible for educating people about the falsehood of worshipping statues, animals, humans, or any other objects, and guiding them to the worship of Allah alone.
How should Muslims address those who insult Allah or equate Him with created beings?
Muslims should address such people with patience and wisdom, using the Quran and Hadith to explain the truth, and inviting them to visit educational resources like QuranExplains.com or contacting knowledgeable individuals like Tukir Ansari.
What is the significance of teaching people about Tawheed?
Teaching people about Tawheed is significant because it helps them understand the true nature of Allah, guiding them towards monotheism and away from shirk, associating partners with Allah.
What approach should Muslims take when teaching others about Islam?
Muslims should use a compassionate and understanding approach, focusing on clear explanations, avoiding arguments, and providing reliable resources for further learning.
Why is it important for Muslims to avoid arguments when spreading the message of Islam?
Avoiding arguments is important to maintain a respectful and peaceful dialogue, ensuring that the focus remains on education and understanding rather than conflict.
How can visiting websites like QuranExplains.com help in understanding Tawheed and Taqwa?
Websites like QuranExplains.com provide detailed explanations, resources, and scholarly interpretations of Islamic teachings, helping individuals gain a deeper understanding of Tawheed and Taqwa.
What is the role of knowledgeable individuals like Tukir Ansari in spreading Islamic teachings?
Knowledgeable individuals like Tukir Ansari play a crucial role by providing guidance, answering questions, and clarifying misconceptions about Islam, helping to educate and build faith in the community.
How can Muslims ensure they are correctly spreading the message of Islam?
Muslims can ensure they are correctly spreading the message by continually seeking knowledge, adhering to the teachings of the Quran and Hadith, and consulting with scholars and reliable resources.
What are some common misconceptions about Allah that Muslims need to address?
Common misconceptions include equating Allah with created beings, believing in multiple gods, or associating partners with Him, all of which contradict the principle of Tawheed.
How can Muslims effectively teach Tawheed to those unfamiliar with Islam?
Muslims can effectively teach Tawheed by explaining the concept clearly, using analogies and examples, providing Quranic verses and hadith, and offering resources for further study.
What is the importance of maintaining Taqwa in daily life?
Maintaining Taqwa in daily life is important as it keeps Muslims conscious of Allah, guides their actions and decisions, and helps them live a righteous and fulfilling life according to Islamic principles.
How should Muslims handle insults or mockery of their faith?
Muslims should handle insults or mockery with patience, dignity, and calmness, responding with well-mannered explanations and inviting the mockers to learn more about Islam through reliable sources.
What resources can Muslims use to deepen their own understanding of Tawheed and Taqwa?
Muslims can use resources such as the Quran, Hadith collections, Islamic literature, educational websites like QuranExplains.com, and seek guidance from scholars and knowledgeable individuals.
How does living according to Tawheed and Taqwa benefit a Muslim in this life and the hereafter?
Living according to Tawheed and Taqwa brings spiritual fulfillment, peace, and guidance in this life, and leads to eternal rewards and closeness to Allah in the hereafter.
What strategies can Muslims employ to avoid distractions from worldly gains?
Muslims can avoid distractions by setting clear spiritual goals, regularly engaging in acts of worship, seeking Islamic knowledge, and surrounding themselves with a supportive faith community.
How can Muslims inspire others to seek knowledge about Islam?
Muslims can inspire others by exemplifying good character, sharing their personal journeys, providing helpful resources, and encouraging open and respectful discussions about faith.
Why is it important to consult knowledgeable individuals when teaching Islam?
Consulting knowledgeable individuals ensures accuracy, provides clarity on complex issues, and helps address questions and doubts effectively, preventing the spread of misinformation.
What role does patience play in the mission of spreading Tawhid?
Patience is crucial as it allows Muslims to persist in their mission despite challenges, rejection, or slow progress, maintaining a positive and steady approach in their efforts.
How does building taqwa impact a Muslim's behavior towards others?
Building taqwa instills a sense of accountability and humility, leading Muslims to act justly, compassionately, and ethically towards others, reflecting the teachings of Islam.
What is the significance of recognizing that everything belongs to Allah?
Recognizing that everything belongs to Allah fosters gratitude, humility, and reliance on Him, and discourages attachment to material possessions, focusing instead on spiritual growth and obedience.
How can Muslims balance the call to spread Islam with their personal and professional lives?
Muslims can balance this call by integrating Islamic principles into their daily routines, using their professional roles as platforms for positive influence, and dedicating specific times for religious outreach and education. These questions and answers explore the concept of sacrificing one's life and death for Allah, emphasizing the Muslim duty to spread Tawheed, build taqwa, and educate others about the true nature of Allah with patience and wisdom.